Hey, how's it going? It's been a while. Yeah, you still feeling that pain on your shoulders? It's a little bit less now. Great, that's good to hear. But have you been feeling any other discomfort anywhere else that you'd like me to work with? Yeah, I get that. And do you know why? The causes, I mean, sorry. Do you know the causes of those pains? Yeah. There will be days where, bodies are just not ready for any heavy labor of sorts, especially if you haven't done any in a while. So it could get you to feel some aches and strains and sore spots. I get that. But I want to get in touch with just your shoulders for a bit. I'm kind of getting worried that you're dealing with this for like quite a while now, and we've been doing different sessions with different variations to sort of help you ease ease the pain, not like just ease the pain, but to completely eliminate it. But so far it hasn't been working out so well for you, has it? Well, yes, there is improvement, but I would imagine that by this time we would sort of nail it already and like figure out the reason. So, if I may ask, I think that you're not just dealing with some physical stress, is what I'm trying to say. Are you also dealing with any struggles, issues, problems that might be taking up space in your head? Well, I'm asking this. You don't need to give me specifics, of course, but I'm asking this because typically, if it's a more stress-induced issue, well, it would make sense why we aren't able to pin it down immediately. Because if it's a physical cause, then we would know what to do and what not to do in the future. But in this case, I see it popping up every couple of sessions, and it gets worse, it gets better, it gets worse, it gets better, but it never completely goes away. And we've ruled out a couple of things already in the past session. Well, trusting, of course, that you have been doing what I've been asking you to do, right? Exactly. So if you've been doing, the stretches that I've recommended, the allotted time, schedules, etc., all of those, and your shoulder pain still isn't going away, then I would think that this is stress induced more. I'm not a psychologist, I'm not a psychiatrist, and I wouldn't recommend anything that's not within my jurisdiction, but I will sort of advise you to maybe see with a professional about this to make sure that you're okay. That's my advice. You don't need to take it if you don't feel comfortable, but I wouldn't want you to spend a lot of time with, worrying about this shoulder pain, etc., when the cause might be something else other than physical stress. You know what I mean? Absolutely. That being said, though, there is another thing that I can do for you with regards to your pains, your aches, etc. While I have you here, it might also be that we can solve it in a more non-traditional way. Or traditional way, if you think about it. It depends on your perspective. And this is my professional opinion within my jurisdiction this time. Of course, you don't need to take it if you don't want to, because this is a little bit out of the box, I would say. It's out of the box for you, but it's not out of the box for me. I would recommend that we, if it is a combination of physical and mental stress, then perhaps what we need to sort of do to maybe help you isolate things a bit, give you a clearer idea of things, is by distracting you with something a little more physical that isn't directly situated on your shoulders or the rest of your body that's in pain at the moment. It's not going to fix the side aches that you're feeling right now. I could take care of that a little bit later. However, I can sort of take care of the tension that you're feeling on your shoulders. So, like, you're feeling this right now, right? Mm-hmm. And I can feel that it really is, like, your muscles are a little swollen, but I really feel like it is due to stress. And what about here? Okay, well, yeah, I can do something for you that will temporarily give you some relief. And I mean it temporarily, okay? It's not going to magically disappear. I would still recommend that you see someone to help you deal with excessive stress that's affecting your body, okay? How would you like for me to take care of a different type of tension that you're feeling right now? Well, I think you just experience a little something, you know what I mean? Getting very close and intimate to you like this. Me wearing a very tight-fitting shirt where you can just see the tip of my cleavage. And you know, just in general, being a little bit more intimate than usual, which is to say something already a bit of a different level, considering that I am your physical therapist after all, and I do get physical with you. But I've been noticing from time to time that you get a little twitch down there, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. A little twitch on that cock of yours, maybe? You don't need to hide it. You're flinching a little bit, I know, but every single time when I give you a massage and I go up and up and up those thighs, I know that it's a more natural response to your body and less of an actual attraction to me. But sometimes when I'm very close to you like this, I could just tell that there is a little bit of a need, so to speak. A little bit of a desire, if I say so myself. And I think that needs to be treated too. You know, I think that needs to be a little bit satisfied. A little massage never hurt, you know? A little helping hand down there, or maybe even a helping mouth, or tongue, or throat. That's what might get you going. You are cute, I'll give you that. And I am quite attracted to you, and I'll be honest with you. If anyone were to see us like this, I could get my license revoked. But I don't really mind if you don't tell anyone, really. I don't care if you don't tell a single soul about this more alternative form of treatment. And if things go well, then, you know, after you go to see a doctor about it, not telling anyone about my treatment for you, of course, then maybe we could just keep going and use this as a little bit of a supplemental, supplemental treatment while you're dealing with your stress. Besides, I know that distractions such as this might alleviate your symptoms. So, if you don't mind, would you like to engage in this form of alternative and supplemental treatment procedure? Yeah? Good. I'll need you to lie down. What? You a little bit surprised that I could get a little bit aggressive like this? Well, yeah. I've been treating you for months now, and I could see your body, and you might not think it's much, but something about you just really turns me on. I don't know if it's the edges or the curves or just the natural way that you are, but it just is so fucking enticing. And you could be a little bit flustered right now, but I don't care if I tell you all of these things, because I'm pretty sure that my words are helping you and my intentions are too. My intention is to make you feel good, make you feel better. Good about yourself too, maybe, if you're feeling a little down. But we'll consider it as a bit of a thank you for being such a wonderful patient. So kind and generous and just a lovely piece of eye candy from time to time. So I'm really glad that you are just so willing to do this with me. And I won't waste your time anymore. I want to just get my hands down through your pants and just to feel how hard you are. Oh yes, there you are. I have quite a handful right now, do I? Even more than a handful, I think. If I just pull your pants down like this. Yep, as I thought. You're quite huge. Has anybody told you that? Well, I'll tell you over and over and over again just how quite of a handful you are. A nice big cock in my hands. It feels nice. Feels absolutely perfect in my hands. You feel it, don't you? The way my fingertips just barely wrap around your cock. The way that my hands can barely cover every inch of it. Lots of traveling up and down your cock from the base to the tips. And let's not ignore these huge, heavy balls. I must have distracted you quite a bit. You're so heavy. I wonder if you're full of cum. You probably are. And I want to empty every drop of it. I'm sure it'll help you feel better if you are just relieved of your tension down here too. I still consider it physical therapy, really. Stroke you nice and slow at first, enjoying every inch of this fabulous cock. Running my tips, my fingertip across every vein that I see, tracing it longingly. Because I have been longing to have a taste of you and to get to know you a little bit more intimately, if you know what I mean. I think it's a very, very effective way to make you feel better, to make you relieve all of that tension in your shoulders and all around you, maybe, if it works that way. But more importantly, and more selfishly, to relieve your cock full of this cum. And you're giving so much pre-cum already, you're practically dripping. I like that a lot. It's so fucking hot when I see a man's cock just be dripping, glistening with so much pre-cum, because that tells me just how much cum I'm gonna have from you, just how hard you're gonna come, just how fucking hot it would be to see your cock just gushing out so much cum for me. I intend to enjoy every single fucking drop of it. Now I think it's high time I have a little bit of a taste. Let's get myself down here. tastes good. I didn't expect you to be this good, though. You've always been so tense and tired whenever we meet, though. Somehow, I didn't imagine you'd be tasting this zesty and sweet and delectable, really. Your cock. I'd write up a lot of sessions just to make sure you keep coming back. And I'd make sure I treat you well so that you sufficiently feel well too. I want to make sure your body's relieved of any tension. And that you're properly satisfied too. God, your cock tastes so good. So much pre-gum, so fucking hard and so fucking tasty. And we can't forget these heavy balls now, can we? It feels good when I cradle them in my mouth. That was a fun one. Let me try that again. You like it? When I play with your balls like that. I'm just trying to fit both of your balls in my mouth. You really do. The way your cock is twitching so much. Let me revert my attention. Back to this big heavy cock of yours. Holy fuck. You like it when it hits the back of my throat, doesn't it? Let's see what happens when we go a little bit deeper. Looks like you're getting so close. Let me finish you off and don't worry about where to come. I want to swallow every drop of your cum, if I'm being honest. I want every drop of that cum down my throat, okay? So you're gonna come hard for me. You'll come really hard for me. I want every single fucking drop. Holy fuck, you come a lot, don't you? Let me have some more. Clean you up nicely. How does your shoulder feel? You don't feel any tension anymore? Yeah, I'm guessing it's because you're completely emptied out. Just here. I told you I would give you a bit of a temporary relief, but I'm really glad you feel better. Me? Well, I had a great time. Isn't it obvious? Well, that's wonderful that we had mutual benefits, you know? I'm going to go get a drink of water, and you, well, we still have to work on your sides, but are you still feeling a bit of pain there? Yeah, of course. That is actual physical pain, not your shoulders being so tense all week. When I come back, I'll take care of that one, in the more traditional way. And then maybe if we're done with this session and a few days later you feel a little bit of pain on your shoulders, I can take care of that again. What do you think? Traditionally or not traditionally? Well, we can have both. Yeah? You'd like that too? Good. All right. I'll go get a glass of water. Would you want one too? Cool.